This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The pitch, the drive, and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
Man, we got a lot to talk about. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper to my left. Trevor Valise straight ahead. I can see half his face. That's usually about what it works. Now, there's almost more all of it. All right, a lot to talk about today. The Cubs, I think, suffered their worst loss of the year last night. We can get to that. The USA basketball team, made up, I believe, of NBA guys, not even going to medal. This is like the first time
since... Pretty much half the Boston Celtics.
Is that what it is? Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's Kemba, Jason Tatum, who got hurt.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's three-fifths of their life.
So now they've got to stick around wherever they're at and play consolation games. I'm sure they're happy about that. Millionaires playing consolation games. Illinois basketball has new jerseys, and I'm like, nah. But you guys were talking about them. Now, when I say, yeah, because I'm old, right, I just don't, it doesn't excite me anymore, that kind of stuff. If I would be younger, I think I'd be all about it. You guys, do you like them? New jerseys this year. Do we get new jerseys every year now?
There have been new additions, it seems like, almost every year.
Okay.
And I think the one last year was the orange throwbacks, the orange line throwback.
Yeah,
the year before that.
Wear permanently.
They had the white ones.
I did get excited about the throwback, the 89 throwback.
Yeah. It is funny, though, because when the Nike rebrand came out in, what was that, like 2015, I want to say, something like that, there were new basketball and football uniforms, obviously. And within 2 years, they basically phased out both sets of those uniforms because football did it kind of out of the middle of nowhere before last season.
Good, because we looked like Syracuse.
Well, we shifted to looking even more like Syracuse.
It seems like it, right?
And then basketball has kind of phased out the original designs, which included, obviously, the zigzags on the side that Underwood has voiced his displeasure about. So it is interesting, though, that the Nike rebrand, which was kind of to reset the way Illinois looks, has basically been dumped out the window less than 5 years after it was debuted.
It is funny, because I guess that's something I've never really noticed. And maybe when I was growing up, it just seemed like the teams I pulled for just wore the same uniforms every year, but maybe I didn't
notice.
Because
no one changed uniforms in the 80s and 90s.
I guess
now
not,
there's like
right?
16 different combos for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we gotta appease everyone. So you gotta get more than just one, jersey. Remember in high school, Pipes, when you just had a road and you had a home and an away jersey?
Yeah.
And you were all...
with light blue, dark blue.
Yeah. I mean, Villa Grove, I think, was white at home and then like yellow or something on the road. And it's like, okay. That's all it was. It's like, okay, and you were excited about. The thing we got excited about when I was young is that you would actually order, not custom made, but you kind of custom made shoes. Not custom made, you know what I mean? The colors were all the same.
Yeah.
So I remember like my senior year, I was a captain and we got to vote on what shoes we wanted and we picked these Nike, like they were blue and yellow and we were all so excited to get those. I mean, it was like, yes! But now I'd be like, I'd look at those shoes now and I'd be like, those are the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Right.
But that was kind of the only thing we got excited about.
Wasn't that like the most excited thing? Well, in my generation was going to eastbay.com.
Yes.
And customizing the light blue Nike Shocks.
I remember. Okay.
They're going to make me jump 3 inches higher.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they're not.
That's automatic. So I would have been, that's 87 into 88. I don't even know if we had, what'd you call that?
Nike Shocks.
No,
East
the
Bay.
East Bay. I'm
East
not even
Bay magazine. I don't know when
think
that
we
started.
Had that. I think we just had a magazine from like the mall or something, or maybe like Foot Locker or something like that. And Coach brought it in and said, "Here." And you know, Coach, I mean, it was democracy, right? He was like, "Here, here's three options." And we're like, "Really? But we like these." He's like, "Here's your three options." So we settled on the one and went from there. So Illinois basketball, new uniforms. As long as they're winning, I don't care what they look
like. That's the main takeaway.
They basically dumbed down all the extra stuff on them, right?
I would just wear the the throwback white every time you're at home.
So the two-tone Illinois is now just orange. In other words, like how it said Illinois across the chest, it was half blue and half orange. Now it's just orange, which I like because I didn't think that was...
Yeah, for the OCD people like me, it was like, whoa.
And the zigzags are gone. They're now just like a block stripe.
Okay. All right.
That's about it, though. I mean, that's it looks like someone went into Photoshop and just kind of filled in the extra stuff with white instead of orange or blue, you know?
Well,
it's fine.
We'll see it. I guess we'll see it this year. That'll be coming up before we know it.
I hate the grays, by the way. I don't think they wore them last year.
I didn't see those last year.
Those
are football
terrible.
Team, did they wear a gray last year?
Well, they have the gray ghost, which I think is interesting
that
and cool.
That actually makes some sense.
And it ties in with the blue, which I like the navy blue. But the problem with the basketball gray alternates were they were orange and gray. And that just did not work. I mean, it was a bright orange Illinois on a bright, like, silver-gray jersey, and it just did not look good.
Well, you mentioned getting close. Today on Instagram, Georgie posted 51 days
until
the start of the season.
So he knows exactly the amount of days.
The countdown is on.
Georgie, man, I cannot wait. That was so fun.
Friend of the show, by the way.
Yep, and he was awesome. That guy needs to be on radio somewhere every day.
Yep.
Every day. I know he would.
That's pretty early, too, by the way.
51
days from now. That seems early.
What is it, September 11th? That'd be October. It'd be 30. November would be
the first 60 days of November. Yeah.
Wow. Here we go. That's awesome, though. Get basketball here. We may have an NCAA team right over here, I hope.
Well, we do have an NCAA team.
Okay.
I don't know
well,
if we have
that's,
an NCAA
good point.
Tournament team.
Good point. NCAA tourney. Yeah, that's better. All right, we're going to do Around the World of Big Ten Football today. We'll go through the East, a couple of teams, notably Maryland, that deserves to be talked about. We'll discuss them and also the Big Ten West. Stevie J is going to come into studio today and talk about, it's called Stever, and it's a brand new program that's giving money to you to shop basically at local businesses. It's a great idea. And all you have to do is go to GoStever.com and register. I did it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not saying this because I'm a company man, but honestly, there's no catch.
There's not.
You literally just sign up. You go somewhere. You spend his money at a business. You review that business. That's all you have to
do. It's incredible. And you got like 7 days to spend the money.
Right.
So if I'm handing you like free El Toro, you've got 7 days to go eat it. I mean, is that much of a punishment? Heck no. You're going to go that day and eat. So all you have to do then is kind of give us an idea of what you thought of the business. And so Stevie's going to come in, I think, the end of this hour, and we're going to visit. But if you want to sign up before that, just go to GoStever.com for all the details. I know there's a story behind the name because we all kind of laughed at it, and I still laugh at it, and I think he knows I laugh at it. But it's funny because he would always say something goofy, and his kids were like, oh, Stever.
Yeah, he can tell that story when he comes in.
Yeah, I'm anxious for him to say that because, Stever. So
if you go Stever, it'll tell you to sign up right there.
Okay,
so
perfect.
It's super simple, like maybe four steps, and you're on your way to a free gift card.
Boom. Okay, the only problem with it, there's another password. Like... I have finally just gotten to the point where I just use the same password with everything. So if somebody steals it, finally, they got everything. They've got my GoStever account. They got my bank account.
That's what they're going for first.
Exactly. They're going for the GoStever. All right, so we'll do that at the end of this hour. Trev's ticket, we're going to talk about that in the next hour. We each brought in our gambling picks for the week.
I call them winners, but I gave out three losers last week. So there's a lot of pressure.
Possible winners.
Week three.
But, Derek, you don't know. People may be listening to you and going the opposite way. You know what I'm saying?
You at least advertise that. You say pick against me. I don't say it, but people are like, oh, yeah, Piper went 0-3 last week.
By now, they're like, oh, okay, whatever Derek says, I'm going the other way. So now they are winners. Right. So that's kind of the way to look at it. All right, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, of course, with Oakland, not with Oakland, with New England. He's now with New England. Hasn't played yet. He's practiced, but now he's in trouble off the field for a very serious charge that his former trainer is charging him with. This could end up bad for Antonio Brown. And already, if you're New England, you're like, oh no, here we go, right?
It's insane. Yeah. This whole timeline, I don't know. I can't think of one that's been crazier in a short period of time. And yeah, for New England, where you're coming off a blowout win against Pittsburgh, and you're getting a player who can be a top receiver in the league. Mm. And it just seemed like a perfect fit. There were question marks even before this came up.
Agree.
But as far as elevating that offense again, and now it gets to the point of maybe New England stepped in a bear trap. Maybe they did something that all of a sudden this team is not about. I said that already, that their personalities are so different.
Yes.
And this is just a no-nonsense organization. and they're clicking on all cylinders. They don't need Antonio Brown,
obviously.
But now you can't cut him for this reason because he hasn't been proven guilty.
Right.
I would, if I'm them, I'm putting him on the exemption list.
Wow.
And trying to figure it out.
Which they can do.
Because, yeah.
Okay.
Imagine going to Miami and that's what they're going to do until they decide one way or the other. Go to Miami and that's the first thing that Belichick's going to be asked about. He's in the press conference today saying, you know, I've said enough about it. I'm not going to say anything.
Of course.
You know how he doesn't like answering questions.
He doesn't say anything.
Imagine how thrilled Bill Belichick is. He has the best defense he's had since Teddy Bruschi. He's got Tom Brady still for another year, and all of a sudden this is thrown on his plate. So,
what was he charged with?
Accused of rape.
Accused of rape with his former trainer.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were, I think, two emails that leaked from him to the trainer, basically detailing what he'd done.
Oh, really?
But,
but no charges have been brought against him, I don't think.
No, he was at practice today.
Okay.
A lawsuit's been filed.
A lawsuit has been. But it's a civil lawsuit.
Yes.
It's not illegal. Yeah, it's not. So it's a civil lawsuit, but still, you know, that is one of those two sexual assaults and one rape. Thank you, Alec. That is the charges, I guess. But they're civil, is what I heard.
From 2017.
Okay, from 2017 on Antonio Brown. So we'll see how that develops with New England. You know, we keep wondering, like, what will ever stop New England? And maybe it's the Antonio Brown just circus. You know, maybe that alone will just finally bring this empire down.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Where they just see everybody so ticked off that they were able to come away with him after all of that hoopla in Oakland. And I saw a video of him today. He's on the practice field with a helmet on.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's his custom helmet.
Oh,
I think
boy.
It's the helmet that's going to allow him to play. He's moving with his feet, the feet that were half frozen off. But now you got this following him around.
Yeah, this is not, and we're not making light of that, obviously. So we'll let those go through the charges or let that play out. We'll see what happens to Antonio Brown. It will be interesting to see what they do with him if you're the Patriots. And, of course, we're such a selfish society. If you worry about your fantasy team, if you've got Antonio Brown, I already took advantage of it because Steve Breitwiser, the guy who played in week one, has him. And, of course, he wasn't able to play because he wasn't on the Raiders and he wasn't yet on the Patriots. So I was able to kind of beat Steve without having to face Antonio Brown. But that's what a lot of us, I'm sure, in fantasy football are thinking, all right, what is going to happen with this guy? So, all right, Trevor, last night I think was the worst loss of the year for the Cubs. And really, honestly, I didn't even have to put it into reasoning. Like, I didn't need a specific reason except for the fact that you're four games out. The games are dwindling. You are playing after the Cardinals. The Cardinals lose in a game they had every chance to score against Colorado and could not do it. And then you go out and you lose to the Padres 10-9. And just the way you guys came back, I mean, you were constantly down the entire game. You kept battling back. Then at the end, C-Shack walks in the winning run. To me, if you win that game, now maybe this is a Cardinals fan that's nervous. But if you win that game last night, all of a sudden you get to within three. And I said it yesterday, I'm scared to death of this Colorado-Rockies series. I don't know why, but there's something about this Cardinals-Rockies series that makes me frightened. And last night, of course, the Cardinals can't score in Denver, but neither could Colorado. So I don't know, Trevor. I just think last night was a game that the Cubs had to win.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you simply because when you look at that Padres lineup up and down, and that's not a lineup of guys. You know, Machado's out right now. I don't think Tatis played. So, you know, it's not a lineup where you look and think that's a group of guys that even if they're out of the playoff race, you can, like the Reds, for instance.
Right.
If you lose to the Reds, it's frustrating, but I don't think anyone's going, well, that's just a group of misfit toys over there that are beating you. The Padres lineup kind of resembled that last night, and yeah, it's frustrating when C-Shack comes in with a guy in first and walks three straight batters to walk in the game-winning run. I mean, that's just pathetic, honestly, and I think he should have been pulled before then after walking two guys clearly with no control.
Correct.
This happened to him earlier in the year, too. He had the exact same thing happen a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously that's kind of a crushing loss for the Cubs. It's not that crushing in that the Cardinals also lost, so you don't really lose any ground.
Okay.
Say the Cubs win tonight and the Cardinals lose, you're right back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I try not to get too high and too low off these things because I've sat here at least five times this year after a 12-11 Cubs comeback win and said, that's a season-defining win.
Right.
So I'm trying not to do the same thing where I say that's a season-defining loss. But, yeah, given the context of who you're playing, the way you came back in that game and the way you lost, that's definitely a crushing blow.
And that you knew that the Cardinals, I mean, you knew you could gain a game. That's part of it for me is that you psychologically knew you could gain a game on the Cardinals. I know these teams still play 10 times. And I know a lot can happen, but I can't imagine the Cubs winning 10 straight against the Cardinals. I mean, it's just, that doesn't happen often in baseball. So, you know, it's just one of those where if you're the Cubs and you had a chance to get a win and you didn't, that's tough. And I know Piper is a Cardinals fan. I was very relieved this morning when I woke up to find the Cubs had lost.
Bullet dodged, for sure.
No doubt.
We had walk on the mound at the same time. You're frustrated when Colorado threw out a guy, Chichi Gonzalez, whose ERA was almost 7, and you only get one run on him. But the fact that the Cubs are playing a team in San Diego is below, you know, 10 games below 500.
Right.
They had a chance to gain that game. And I'm still thinking where Yelich goes down last night for the Brewers,
well,
so maybe
right.
You're not as scared for that Brewers series coming up in St. Louis this weekend. But again, the Cubs have San Diego, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And after this series, it's Milwaukee, Washington, and then 4 in Wrigley. So every one of those matters for the Cubs, and every one they could cut that down before the Cardinals go to Wrigley, that would be I'd be that much more scared as a Cardinals fan.
Can you talk about Yelich for just
a second? Yeah, what a huge break, by the way, for the Cardinals, right, not to have to face him again.
Yes, but people were reacting to this yesterday like it's some back-breaking loss for the Brewers, and I get it, but they're 7 games back right now.
Right.
And honestly, I think Bellinger's a shoe-in to win MVP. I know Yelich was having a good year. People are talking about it like, well, that changes the NL Central race. That changes the MVP race. I don't really know if it does to either.
Okay. That's
fair. Me personally. I don't know if losing Yelich for the last 2 weeks is that big a deal to a Brewers team that I think is out of it and to an NL MVP race that I think he's third right now.
Can you – who would be – who's second?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I didn't know. I just assumed it was those two guys battling. It would be interesting to see both of their stat lines.
I think it was Acuña that was in front of
them. Oh, Acuña. That's right.
I think he's almost got a 40-40 with steals and homers
this year. Wow. Text line from a 217. Isn't it the commissioner's exemplus? So only the NFL can put him on the list, not the Patriots. I'm not sure about that. So
I don't know, but if they did, they'd have both Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown, two of their wide receivers, either on or just coming off the exempt list.
And then Ken and Lindy both said it's a civil lawsuit. Brown will not be proven guilty of anything. All right, so it's civil, so I guess I'd try to stay away
from that. Speculation as to whether or not he'll be proven innocent or guilty of anything.
Right. Lindy did say the magic number dropped to 1. Let's say it changes the wild card race since they are 1 game behind the Cubs. So maybe that's where.
Sure, no, I get that. It's just like, it's just my opinion. But
okay.
It didn't seem like Yelich was affecting the race that much, in my opinion.
Okay.
Either the MVP or the wild card race.
Got it.
That's just my opinion.
He's pretty stinking good.
Oh, he's really good. But I mean, Baez is out.
Yeah, that's true.
For the Cubs, and we weren't talking about that like it was some horrific apocalyptic injury, even though it's just as bad as Yelich's.
No, I know.
Statistically, Baseball Reference has Milwaukee, and this is not factoring Yelich's injury, but 27% to make the postseason.
Right. Okay.
So it was going to be an outside shot for them.
Yes.
I think it was Bob Nightingale tweet, this is heartbreaking for Milwaukee. And I'm just thinking, is it?
I don't know if I agree with you on this one.
Like, is it heartbreaking
because
that Yelich is out
personally,
for 2 weeks?
He personally has defeated the Cardinals like 3 times.
Sure.
And I know he personally beat the Cubs the other day.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, I think, you could honestly say that this is.
Okay, I guess if I'm a Brewers fan, I'm not sitting there going, this is heartbreaking, now we're out of it.
Okay.
I've had that mindset for the last month.
No, well, I'm with you on that. I haven't really worried about the Brewers for a while. But certainly, if there was a shot, now it's gone. Because he was everything to that offense.
This would have been your hope. They're playing a 4-game set with Miami. They could make up some ground potentially there. Then you're playing St. Louis, where Yelich himself has owned the Cardinals.
Yeah, yes,
and then
yeah.
The Cardinals and Cubs play each other 7 more times. And you're facing, as the Brewers, the Pirates, the Reds, the Rockies, and the Padres. Those are your last 4 series
when
the season's over. So unless they thought they were going on some crazy run.
Which they could.
They could have. Their pitching staff.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
very well
trust
could be
them.
Right. I'm just like,
as a fan, like an emotional reaction.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
it's
crap.
It's kind of your gut feel that it didn't. But when you look at the stats, though, he's so good.
To me, it was more of a, that's unfortunate. This is heartbreaking, and it changes the MVP, the Central, and the wild card race.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Jason Ron in Tuscola has done a great thing, and we need to kind of point this out sometime. I know we've talked about it before, but basically what he's doing is if you're an Illinois fan and you're not going to the game and you know you're not, he will gladly take your tickets and give it to kids that want to go, families and of people that want to go and maybe can't afford it. And he just said out of the 206 tickets that we had donated and passed on for the tickets for kids, you'll be happy to know that approximately 130 of those will be in the horseshoe with me. So that's awesome. That'll be great. So congratulations, Jason. I know you got a cool thing going there, and keep that up. So if you're an Illini fan, Jason, in fact, if you could text me back and let me know how they could get a hold of you. I know it's, I guess it's ticketsforkids.com, I assume. Or is that a Twitter thing? So, Jason, let me know, and I'll pass that along in case you know you're not going to a game. I know that happened a couple of years ago. We were all going to be out of town, and I was literally looking for somebody to use my ticket, so I would have done this. So we'll get that as we roll along. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, around the world of Big Ten football, we'll check in on the East, and one of the teams is really, really hot coming out of the gates. Luckily, Illinois does not play them. The other team in the East we'll check on. Illinois does play, and then we'll look at the rest in the West. Stevie J will be in, I think, the top of the hour, right around the top of the hour, to talk about his new promotion called Stever. GoStever.com is where you sign up for that. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Janet, with the recent test we did, it looks like you have 6 months to a year. Sorry.
I hope you or a loved one never hear something like this in your life. But if you did, would you take this doctor's opinion, or would you go to an expert for their diagnosis? Hi, this is Justin Gensler with the 217 team at IMB, encouraging you to get a second opinion. For most people, purchasing a home is the biggest investment they will make in their lifetime. Don't trust this to just anyone. Consult an expert, me, and the 217 team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's in MLS is 611367.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steam grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle.
Ooh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for her first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Oh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool.
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle, find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Jason Fitz, and Mike Golic Jr.
Heavy thoughts from Kevin Durant. The quote that obviously making all the headlines, it was a Wall Street Journal article, "Some days I hate the NBA."
The thing about it is he's not wrong in a lot of it, because in everybody's job out there, you could think about something you don't like. Here's the deal, though. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, especially when you're a guy making $40 million a year and you're saying this publicly. Nobody cares. I put it this way really quick. When you're walking down the hallway of your work today and you walk by an acquaintance and you say, hey, how you doing? And you're going to keep walking. And they actually stop and start telling you how you're doing. You know what you're doing? You're going, what the hell are you doing? I don't really care. I was just being nice. I wanted to keep walking. I mean, nobody cares. Nobody cares about your problems, right?
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Well, let me tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They remind you that you need to stop by there.
Yeah.
Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, check out Esprayer. This technology is great for schools, but also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today. Or for more information, go to CMIclean.com.
All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise as well. Alec is helping us out today. We talked a little bit about, what were we talking about with Antonio Brown, right?
Yeah, so I said if I'm the Patriots, I'm just kind of maybe putting him on the shelf, maybe not even taking him to Miami. I mentioned the exempt list. That would be something the NFL would have to do. That's the commissioner's exempt list. Roger Goodell could put him on that list to where he's still paid, but he's not counting towards New England's 53 active roster.
Got it.
53-man active roster. New England, of course, could say, stay away.
Yeah.
We're still paying you. You're still on the active list. That's what I would do.
It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this, because this just broke, right, this news. So we'll see what happens with Antonio Brown as we go along. All right. Trevor, it is time for Around the World of Big Ten Football. Are you ready for this?
Do you have Daft Punk?
I do. Look at that. I got it. I like this song. It's the instrumental version. Do they actually sing in Around the World?
I don't know. You can hear the guy going.
Around the world. Yeah. All right, let's roll.
We're going to start in the Big Ten East. We'll rip through the entire Big Ten West, as we always do, but a few in the East first. Let's stop at Maryland, who followed up their 79-0 win with a 63-20 win over a ranked stinky, sniffy Syracuse team.
And now Lon lost on his own stinky, sniffy.
Yep. We should have seen that one coming.
Gamble, yes.
A mile away.
You
and,
said that.
And now they themselves are ranked 21 in the nation. I was watching ESPN yesterday, and a lot of the panelists on there were saying that no one is running an offense like Mike Locksley is running.
Hmm.
He's got four running backs who could be drafted.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Do you buy what Maryland is selling two games into this season for them?
It's funny. For the last couple of years, people have been high on Maryland going into the season. The one year they lost like four quarterbacks, right? They were down to like their fourth string quarterback. And going into that year, a lot of people, maybe not like challenged for the East title against Ohio State, but they were high on a team thinking they'd be a bowl team. It sounds like there is some talent there. And Mike Locksley has obviously tapped into that talent, and everybody's remaining healthy so far. Absolutely, I buy into what he's doing, because the reason is Syracuse, now they may not be the 25th ranked team in the country like they were ranked last week, but to beat them 63-20, Derek, that is the Syracuse team the last couple of years that Dino Babers has done a great job with that program. I can't imagine that all of a sudden they're this bad. I think Maryland might be this good, and I do buy into what they have so far because I think the talent is there.
You almost have to buy into what you're seeing. I don't know if I'm going to put them as an eight-win team or someone that's going to – obviously, it's impossible for them to contend in the Big Ten East for that championship or to go to the championship game, but – this was a team that could really run the football last year. I know they replaced their starting run back. As Trevor mentioned, they have others in the stable. Josh Jackson, they finally have a quarterback. And their schedule kind of lines up. I know they have Penn State after this week, but they go to Rutgers. Purdue's a toss-up, Indiana, Minnesota. This team, with their offense and the way they're putting up points, could win some games.
The Ohio State thing is interesting because they almost beat Ohio State last year. I think they took them to overtime.
That's right.
In Maryland.
That's right.
What if they're, I don't know, when's the Ohio State game for them? Pretty late in the year?
Ohio State, November 9th, after a home game against Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, what if I was going to say, what if they're like 6-2 going into that, and they almost beat Ohio State last year, but I don't really think that can happen.
Yeah, and it's in Columbus. It's the Michigan game at home, right?
Michigan's at home and then in Columbus.
Jeez, that's
I will say, though.
It's almost like Michigan and Wisconsin back and back.
I hate to do it. Maryland at Temple is stinky sniffy.
Really?
This week.
Because I've got that in my trip.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
All right. On to East Lansing, which actually is different than Lansing. People from Michigan will tell you.
Really?
East Lansing is an entirely different town than Lansing.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Well, St. Louis and East St. Louis.
It's
right?
Kind of like.
It's a little different.
Yeah. It's kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the, like, Angels fans will correct you if you don't say Anaheim.
Okay. I have no idea what they're called.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That's exactly what they're called?
Yes.
If somebody would have put, and said, you're going to lose your house if you can't tell me what they're called, I would have lost the house.
You don't have to call them anything until they win a playoff series of pool balls.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Don't call them anything.
Moving on to Michigan State, after a subpar week one performance against Tulsa, Spartans bounce back in a big way against Western Michigan, but now they get a 2-0 Arizona State team that beat them in Tempe last year. Can Michigan State's offense step up again for the second week in a row to beat a better competition in Arizona State?
I think that's a fair question. Now, this offense exploded this weekend. They didn't just step up. They exploded. I mean, they had a receiver go for almost 200. They had a running back went for like 150. Their quarterback threw like four touchdowns. Notice I don't know any of their names. Burwinkle. What's
Brian Lewerke is the quarterback.
That's Burwinkle. Burwinkle.
Elijah Collins, running back, ran for 192.
Wow!
And receiver, Darryl Stewart Jr., 185 yards.
There you go. So, listen, they exploded on Western Michigan. Now, I don't know how good they are. I think this Michigan State team is somewhere in between. I think this offense is going to be a little bit better than what people are thinking. And I think they'll show it this week against Arizona State. This game being in East Lansing will be the key there. I think they'll beat the Sun Devils. And I think this offense, I don't think it's explosive, obviously, is what we saw last week. But I think it's good enough with their defense for Michigan State to be really good again.
Yeah, I think they'll be good enough this weekend. You have a freshman quarterback going on the road in Arizona State facing that defense. I also know they have some problems on the offensive line. I would expect Michigan State to win that game. Can they be good enough through the stretch of the Big Ten play? Jury's still out. Lewerke has shown in the past when he's healthy, he can actually be pretty solid. Last year that he was banged up, but they were just a week removed from barely beating Tulsa. I mean, not barely beating Tulsa, not covering the spread against Tulsa.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. That defense is nasty, though.
I wish Rocky Lombardi was their quarterback and they did have a guy named Burwinkle.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be Lombardi to Burwinkle.
That'd be awesome. All right, enough of the
East. Also, Arizona State almost lost to Sacramento State last week, and I didn't include that in there, but that was a horrible performance by Arizona State.
You know, they lost their quarterback last year, and then their stud wide receiver, who is, by the way, with the Patriots, but hurt, N'Keal Harry, or Henry, or whatever his name is.
They might need him, Harry. And Brown and Gordon are on the team eventually. Okay, on to the Big Ten West. We're going to start with Northwestern. They announced this week that starting quarterback T.J. Green is out for the year. Don't know how big of a deal it is because they pivoted to Hunter Johnson halfway through that game. This is Hunter Johnson's team now. He looked horrible against Stanford in week one, but gets a chance to right the ship at home against UNLV. Do you think he improves from that week one? Well, it'd be hard not to improve from that week one performance. Or are you actually down on Northwestern for this season?
I'm a little bit down on them, but I want to give Hunter Johnson another chance. I want to give him one more chance to see what he can do. And against the UNLV team, we know, and our boy Adam Rittenberg said it yesterday, how Northwestern sometimes can be struggle against MAC schools, and then all of a sudden, that was Mikey Dudek, I'm sorry, struggle against the MAC schools, and then all of a sudden they're in a Big Ten West championship chase. I want to give Hunter Johnson one more chance to see what he can do. I don't think Northwestern's in trouble, but if they come out against UNLV and it's kind of the same story, then I think that then becomes a trend after 3 weeks more so than a kind of a weird situation pipe. So I want to watch this week and then kind of make my final judgment on Johnson and Northwestern.
He can't be any worse than he was at Stanford.
No.
He was 6-17, two picks, and he fumbled in the end zone for the bad beat of the decade.
Were you talking about Trubisky there?
I'm
sorry.
That was my fault. They're in trouble, and I'll tell you why. Because after UNLV, they play Michigan State. Ooh. They go to Wisconsin.
Nope.
They go to Nebraska.
Nope.
And they host Ohio State and Iowa.
That's exactly what I said, that they are in trouble.
That's why they're in trouble.
Did you not hear me?
That's insane. Wow. So their crosses are Ohio State and Michigan State?
Yeah.
So what is it again? They got UNLV at home.
After UNLV at home, they have Michigan State at home, at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, Ohio State at home, Iowa at home.
I'll give them Michigan State at home.
I will,
but that's 1-5.
Yeah. Wow. And they went to Stanford.
So that's if they win this week, they'd be 2-6 if they went 1-5 in that stretch.
Oh, my goodness.
Stanford also just let a freshman quarterback, albeit USC, throw for like almost 400 yards on them. So
I think it says more that they didn't pick Hunter Johnson to start that game more so than he came in and he struggled because they didn't have any confidence in him going into that game.
He started and got pulled right before halftime.
Did he? Yep. Okay.
Illinois may face
only got one first down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then got pulled.
I gotcha.
Illinois may have, or Northwestern may have, 3 wins when they face Illinois, but yet still be good. Probably 4. Maybe 4 wins.
On to Minnesota. They escaped once again, winning in overtime in Fresno State after narrowly beating South Dakota State the week before. This week probably shouldn't be a problem for them. They're facing Georgia Southern at home. But are you more concerned that they had to eke out both of those wins or more encouraged that they were able to eke out both of those wins after 2 weeks?
Fresno State's good. That's Rittenberg said that yesterday, that he was very impressed with Minnesota going and beating that team. And South Dakota State is, I know, an FBS or a 1AA, if you ask me, but they're one of the best. I mean, they could probably put a dent in some conferences in Power 5, like the MAC, et cetera. So, I'm not high on Minnesota anyway. So, because of that, they're kind of what I thought they were, if you will, at this point. So, I'm kind of right in the middle still on those pipes. I mean, I don't think they're horrible, but I don't buy them. I don't buy this team, and I think it's a team Illinois can beat.
I'm the same way. The win at Fresno State, that did impress me because that was a tough draw for them, or tough one on their schedule, especially after not being super impressive against South Dakota State. But yeah, Minnesota is kind of middling to me. I think they'll be middle of the pack in the West.
Yeah.
I think it is a winnable game for Illinois as far as on paper. Again, revenge game. We'll see. But, I don't love Minnesota. I didn't before the year, and I'm still kind of just on them.
Okay. I'm with you.
Ooh. On to Iowa. That was nice timing.
That was cool, yeah.
A little riff there.
Iowa had no problems with Rutgers winning 30-0.
We could have just let that happen, and people would have thought, wow, this show, man.
Yeah, really
timed out. Instead, we make light of it and say, holy cow!
Iowa had no problems with Rutgers. They won 30-0, but now their first test of the season on the road at Iowa State, game day is there. It's the first time they've ever been to Ames, College Game Day. First time that this matchup may be ranked as well.
Oh, wow.
In the history of the Cy-Hawk. Do you think Iowa can pass this road test, or do you think the 2-0 start is a little fluky based on who they were playing?
No, I love Iowa this year. I love Nate Stanley. I think he's a great quarterback.
Two first names.
Yep. And they are a team that I just think they're loaded, and Iowa State's good, yes, but take Iowa on the points. Might be a preview of the ticket.
They're favored by one, aren't they?
Two, I think.
Oh, okay. Two.
And I know that this game, every year, it doesn't matter who's ranked and who isn't. Every year, it's almost like Illinois-Missouri basketball. This thing is always a battle. But I've got Iowa winning this one probably by 10.
Really?
Take Iowa. I feel good about Iowa.
All right. Well, I will say that as far as this game, Iowa State is missing weapons.
Yes.
And one of those is Dave Montgomery, although you wouldn't think he's that good with how Matt Nagy used him against the Packers. Yeah.
He's still missing, right.
Hakeem Butler's another one who's a talented wide receiver who's hurt for the Cardinals.
Yep.
But so Brock Purdy, I don't know what's around him. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle. Iowa, I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me to pick.
They're nothing fancy, but they're just Iowa. They're just going to get it done.
That's true. So what you're saying is the game's not going to be very Purdy.
Oh.
Nice. Speaking of Purdy, let's talk about Purdue.
We do still have it. Well done, Trevor.
Purdue, they managed to right the ship at home against Vanderbilt, but now face another test. I don't know who made this Purdue schedule, but they're kind of nuts. At Nevada, and then of course, it'll be the reverse next year. Go to Vanderbilt and to TCU.
Oh, that's right.
Don't really understand that, but in any case, they face 1-0 TCU this week. Where does Purdue fall in that Big Ten West shuffle for you right now? Because there's a lot of teams that are kind of just jumbled up in the middle. Obviously, they lose at Nevada, but you could argue it was a fluke loss in that they were up, and Nevada had to score 27 points, now scoring by 20 in the second half to come back and win that game. Then they blow out Vanderbilt, Power 5 team at home. What do you make of Purdue after 2 weeks?
Boy, I don't know. I really don't know. I think Sindelar will throw for 400 against us.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think that they'll throw the ball 700 times against Illinois when that game rolls around. I don't know what to think of Purdue. And Piper, if I was putting the West together in a predicted standings of how I would finish them, I assume I'd go Wisconsin.
Yep, and then probably Iowa.
Iowa, right? Those are the top two, and I think they're clearly the top two.
Yes.
Then I would probably go a Nebraska.
You trust Nebraska still?
A little bit better than I do Minnesota, Northwestern, and Purdue.
Yeah. More than Northwestern, Minnesota. I liked Nebraska a lot at the beginning of the year, and I guess I would still lean that way, too. I don't know.
And then,
that's where they're at, though. Purdue's right in that three. Yeah.
That's the only other team I'm missing, right?
Illinois, third.
I mean, I don't think I'd... Well, you know what?
The argument could be made as of right now, yes.
We're going to see in 2 weeks if we think Illinois is third.
Wisconsin, 50 feet. Iowa, another 50 feet, and then like six teams.
Wow, that's fair. I think that's fair.
Lon putting Illinois at third. That's Stinky Smithy right there.
I don't know if I did that.
I'm just kidding. As for Purdue.
But I just don't know. I don't know with Purdue.
Yeah. Sindelar is coming off a concussion. He might not even play this week against TCU. I've been hearing a lot that Brohm is great as a home underdog. Remember the Ohio State game last year?
Yep.
That'll be interesting, though. TCU didn't play anybody week one. They had a bye week. It's going to be a really tough game to predict, in my opinion. I don't know. I agree with you as far as matchup, though. If you're just strictly talking Illinois, I don't want to see Illinois' defense against that passing game.
I don't either.
And finally, nice.
Yeah.
Nebraska went on the road and lost to Colorado for the second time in as many years. A lot of people were treating it like it was some huge upset. I think Colorado's a good team.
I do, too.
But I think more of the negative talk about Nebraska was simply for the fact that they were up 17-0.
Okay.
As late as in the second half and didn't manage to pull that one out. It was kind of a mini collapse for Nebraska. They were up, I think, 24-14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So to lose that game is kind of brutal. What's your confidence level with Nebraska right now? That loss isn't good, but again, it's to a Power 5 team that also beat you last year in your place.
Right.
What do you make of Nebraska?
Here's the deal. We're overthinking this so bad. Where was Scott Frost coaching at?
UCF.
People are still assuming, because he had an undefeated national title team, according to them, They just assumed that Scott Frost would go to Nebraska and win 12 games a year right off the bat. We're overthinking this. Nebraska is not as good as we think. I honestly believe that. I know I say that about Minnesota, that I don't feel good about Minnesota. Nebraska is a good team, and they may prove that in a couple of weeks against Illinois especially. I think we're giving Scott Frost way too much credit before he's done anything at Nebraska. He did a lot at UCF. I got to see it at Nebraska first, and so far it's been,
Yeah, year one at UCF, he was 6-7 and then 13-0 the year after that, so I was expecting a big step forward in year two. I was one that had them over, I think it was 9.5 win total or 9.
That's pretty rich.
I said over. That was really rich. So I'm not on the right side there. But I still trust Adrian Martinez. Shuttle Law is a freshman. I think they get it figured out.
Okay.
They're still a player in this West. But Wisconsin still is steps ahead.
You look at the postgame interviews with Scott Frost, and he looks like he's the most upset coach I've ever seen in the world. And I think because of that, I think there's some concern with him. I think there's concern after the first game. It was, we're going to get this offense rolling. So the second game, the offense gets rolling and the defense gives up 34. I just think he's sitting there saying, this team is not quite as good as I think it is. And everybody, because I'm Scott Frost, thinks that I'm going to be a national title. So there you go. We're overthinking it.
Fair.
That is around the world of Big Ten football. Stevie J is over my shoulder. We'll talk to him next. The Drive. There it was.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Car payments, mortgages, college tuition. You have enough to worry about, so let Pekin Insurance relieve some stress with auto, home, business, and life insurance. You can even protect your RV, motorcycle, and pets with our coverage. Request a free quote today at PekinInsurance.com. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service. That's PekinInsurance.com.
All Creation Landscapes offers complete landscape and hardscape design, planning, installation, and maintenance for commercial or residential projects. Choosing the team at All Creation Landscapes as your designer and contractor will ensure a high-quality product that's done right every time. Their goal is to enhance your landscape so you can enjoy it in all seasons. For the best experience and a quality job, call All Creation Landscape at 217-778-8732. That's 217-778-8732. Or visit them at their website, allcreation.net.
Join Addie's Bar and Grill every Friday night through the summer for live music and local bands, featuring groups including Champagne Freight, Dave and Brittany, Sapphire, and Dean Rich. This great summer lineup of musicians gets underway on Friday, June 7th, and continues every Friday night through the end of September. Relax at Addie's with great food, great drinks, and a great atmosphere with live music. And be sure to catch trivia night once a month at Addie's Food. Addie's Bar and Grill, 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard, Innerbank.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy. For over 150 years, Busey has remained a dedicated partner to those businesses and entrepreneurs who bring vibrancy to our community. Through sound advice and simplified solutions, Busey proudly supports small businesses. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Gary Knight from CarMac Car Capital in Danville. Now's the time to get a great deal on every new 2019 Honda and Hyundai. The all-new 2020s are rolling in, so we're clearing out all the 19s. Save thousands with 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select models, and we'll pay you top dollar for your trade. Our selection is huge, so hurry into CarMac Car Capital in Danville or go to CarMacCars.com to view all of our new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for education tech company, so she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, man, you want to grab some lunch?
Sure, but it's got to be somewhere quick.
I got the perfect place.
Okay, the food won't be that good if it's fast, though.
They actually have fast service and great food.
Really? Well, if it's both fast and quality, it's probably high-priced.
Nope, the lunch specials are only $6.
I assume it's a pretty small menu, then.
Nope, over 80 entrees to choose from.
Bad service?
Nope.
Dirty tables?
Nope.
What is this place?
It's El Toro in Champaign. Let's go!
Visit El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign today.
Situated in the heart of campus town, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine can be found at Naya Restaurant.
We took some elements of some Asian food and some techniques. I went to Korea for a while. We took some elements of those and then kind of infused them into Italian. Quite popular is our risotto, which is an Italian dish, but we use Korean beef, bulgogi, with mushrooms in the risotto.
Visit Chef Thad Morrow and his team at Naya Restaurant. See the menu and get more information at NayaRestaurant.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard. Don't forget, the Pumpkin Patch opens this year, actually, on Friday the 13th of September. We call it Orange Friday, and it will be open every day through October and beyond, weather permitting. We actually have people picking pumpkins in November. Just people love to be in the country, pick apples and pumpkins, have music going on in the background, activities, great food. I mean, we're basically a festival every weekend. Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like me. I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Sandpiper, Lante, Derek Piper. Stevie J is going to be in at 5:05 to talk about Stever. It's really cool. And next hour, we're going to give you a chance to win some El Toro. We'll do Drive Time and Trev's Ticket as well. Jason from Tuscola texted me, Derek, and said right now you can go to @tickets4kids.ill. So it's @tickets4kids.ill or email TuscolaFlag@yahoo.com. So if you've got tickets you're not going to use for Illinois games, get a hold of Jason, and then what he does is he disperses this to area kids that want to go to the game. It's a cool, cool idea. All right, back with Stevie J. Trev's ticket as well. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.